For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and super duper is the word I'm going with here.
I'm into that.
Super duper excited to have my friend, my colleague, the most amazing woman ever, Fox Sports host and reporter, Alex Curry. There's your big introduction.
I love hearing how people introduce you sometimes because you never know where they're going to go. And I'm just like, oh, I'm going to take all the love that I'm feeling from this right now.
I like to do a good introduction because, first of all, I don't have anyone on the podcast that I'm not excited to have on the podcast. Yeah. And secondly, you're given your time. So you should be introduced properly. So
I do the same thing on my radio show. I started with like two sentences. Now I'm like condensed to like one really good sentence just to like pump everybody up.
I can actually attest to that because I've been on the Saturday show and you do a good introduction. So I'm glad we're on the same page there. Well, yeah. I'm having Alex on because we are also both really big Dodger fans.
Oh yeah.
And the Dodgers have had a bit of a week. There was a little bit of a sad injury.
Say the least.
For those of you who missed it, and first of all, may I say to my 49ers fans followers, I've basically been all 49ers up until this point. And so it was only a matter of time before the summer break was going to put me into the Dodgers. So I apologize, but good to you for you to learn about your rival. You know, that's what I would say to that. So my Niners.
Oh, Giants, I didn't even think about that. Your 49ers fans or Giants fans.
Yes.
And so they really dislike each other.
They really dislike each other, but I cover the 49ers, but I am a Dodger fan. So that just everyone, I think, has kind of accepted it. But for those of you listening, just remember, it kind of is what it is. And I barely talked about the Dodgers leading up to this. And that's a lot for me.
But let me tell you, I had a very similar thing because I was a born and raised Dodger fan, right? Mm-hmm. First game I ever went to, we had season tickets my entire life. Mm-hmm. And then my first job out of college was Angels sideline. And I was a part of the Angels broadcast for 10 years. And I went through this whole, because it was like right when social media was really taking off, I didn't want to upset any Angels fans. So I did a full sweep of all of my social medias, took off all of my Dodgers stuff. And for 10 years, it was, I love all Southern California teams, but I became the Angel girl. And I was always very attached to the Angels, and I love my Angels family. But since I've kind of moved full time and now do like MLB on Fox, so I'm doing all, like, I can now talk about all of the teams. I've been a little more open about my history with the Dodgers, my Dodgers fandom, my Dodgers love. And it's been like really mixed signals. Angels fans aren't happy about it. And then some understand. It's like, do you think your favorite players were a fan of the team that they're playing for? Not always. You're allowed to have the team that like became your family and then like your heart team that you grew up with.
Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. Yes, I think, you know what? I think that's really true. And you're 100% correct. And I have some people on Twitter will be like, I mute her until August. And I'm like, well, that's up to you. No problem. Yeah. That's fine. All right. We'll see you at training camp. But Dodgers, you bring up the Angels. So before we get to the injuries of the Dodgers, I'm going to start by bringing up my new favorite human baseball player, love, and that is Shohei Ohtani, who I am
convinced, welcome to the club.
We're meant to be friends because he did this Insta story the other day for his dog Decoy's first birthday, and it was very similar to the posts I do for my dog's birthdays.
Yeah,
and so now I'm basically convinced we're meant to be like really good friends, and I'm hoping that we can make that happen. But he's amazing. I mean, he's as advertised and then some.
Yeah, let me tell you. I mean, because I covered the beginning of his Major League Baseball career when he made his debut with the Angels. I was with them up until 2021. So I was with them through the debut, the first Tommy John, and then the comeback to the first MVP. And he is the most kindest, dedicated human you will ever meet. Like, his life is eat, breathe, play, study baseball. That's all he wants to do. He's having fun out there. He's having fun in the clubhouse and in the dugout. He is a big kid who just absolutely loves the game and wanted to win, which is why, and like, it breaks my heart to say this for Angels fans, which is why he needed to move on. And I said from the very beginning, he's just going to go right up the freeway. He's going to end up in LA. He's going to be a Dodger. It's where he was meant to be and born to be. He wanted to be on the West Coast. It's better for his Japanese audience, West Coast time as opposed to East Coast times. He was comfortable over here. And the biggest thing is, like the Dodgers said, we want to win. We are the best regular season team who has not figured it out in the postseason minus 2020 over the last, what, like 10, 11 years that they've won the NL West. And this could be their missing piece to help get them over the hump.
Well, when I mentioned at the top of the pod that the Dodgers have had a week, they had a week in that Yoshinobu Yamamoto goes on the IL with a strained rotator cuff. He leaves a game early with tricep tightness. He goes the next day, Mookie Betts, I was watching as it happened and literally screamed, no, which my dog,
everyone like, did.
And my dogs were like, what do we do? I'm like, no, it's not you. But you know, when he gets hit in the hand, writhing in pain, I mean, it was terrible to watch.
Oh yeah.
Both of whom should be back for the postseason. I know with Mookie, they set out 6 to 8 weeks. With Yamamoto, I don't believe they've given a timeline, but everyone is expected to be back. So at least the timing of these injuries was not terrible. But I segue to that because then you have Shohei is now the leadoff hitter or has been. Well, he was okay, so on the day that we're recording this, it's Thursday, so this is coming out Friday. At the time we're recording, the Dodgers are playing the Rockies, and Shohei Ohtani leadoff
hitter. And they're winning.
And Shohei leads off with a home run. Greatest leadoff hitter of all time, Shohei
Ohtani. Yeah.
But he thrives everywhere. He's incredible.
We knew that Ohtani was going to do something special this year just because this is the first time that he's been solely able to just focus on hitting. And he's had some up and downs already this season. Had a little bit of like a couple week slump for Ohtani, still hitting home runs, still getting on base, still like above a 200 batting average. But this is one of the best starts that he has had in his career. And he is a two-time unanimous MVP. So he's dropped a little just because of the little slump that he had last month in a lot of the stats that he was leading, but he's still like, he's found his groove again. This week he's batting .379, now 4 home runs. Like, there's something about him that will never not allow him to be the best at what he is doing. So when he was two-way player and two-time unanimous MVP, we were seeing him do things we had never seen before. And now, because before, like, I watching his his weekly just like getting ready to pitch and to hit, and he wanted to hit every single time he was pitching. There was no days off. Like, you have to literally pull Ohtani away from a lineup to have him take a day off. And honestly, when he was with the Angels, he couldn't afford to do that because Mike Trout was injured. There was a lot of injuries. He was the team. If he wasn't playing, they were not going to win games. I think now when he's on a team filled with all of these MVPs, hopefully Mookie's back soon, but you have Freddie and hopefully Max Muncy's back soon, but you have so many guys, Teoscar Hernandez, who has been one of the best offseason pickups that no one is talking about. Well, I think after the Yankee series, everyone was like, oh, this guy, he was my guy to watch at the beginning of the season that wasn't getting a lot of hype. But you could really tell he was going to mesh into this Dodgers lineup really well. And he has a great relationship with Shohei Ohtani. And he really brought Shohei Ohtani out of his shell. And we got to see that on social media in these stories. And he really humanized him to all of us. Because before, we didn't really get to see that side of Shohei Ohtani. And so the biggest shift for him is he doesn't have to be the best player and the guy every single day. He can go through these slumps, which again, like, they're not slumps for everybody else, but for Ohtani they are. And his team can still pick him up and they're still going to be okay. I mean, the Dodgers are playing average baseball right now and they're still first in the NL West by, I think it was 9 games. Like, they're
I can actually look up the NL West standings as we speak if you would let me look up. This is the nice thing about having technology right at your fingertips, Alex. Your NL West standing, 8.5. So that's pretty good. And I think for them, it's kind of interesting because I feel like with when we talk about how they've been the best regular season team, at this point in the season, they're usually like all cylinders. They look like the greatest baseball team of all time. Everything is going, and it all starts to fall apart like kind of September. They start getting injuries in September and then they get into October. I don't love the bye, but it kind of, you know, whatever is what it is. I don't love that, but it becomes, but I'm kind of thinking maybe this year is different where they're really struggling now. They've struggled in May. They've struggled in June. They're dealing with injuries. And so that maybe they figure that stuff out now. So when it comes to October, they're then going on all cylinders. That's what I keep telling myself. I just want you to know that.
So I'm going to give you my theory as to why we've seen the Dodgers struggle so much when it came to the postseason. Because they're having 100 plus win seasons, right? And they are clinching a playoff spot extremely early. So when you do that, that means you are not playing meaningful baseball the last 3-4 weeks of the regular season. And that is a completely different mindset when you are fighting to get a spot into the postseason, opposed to like, okay, we're in, doesn't matter. We're already first. We're going to be fine. We're going to get that bye. You're still playing, but it's a different mindset. And then to have that, then to have a bye, and then to try to ramp it back up at the most important time in the season. I don't care how many sim games you play or how many games you play that don't quote matter. You're not going to get that same feeling, that same energy. And that's why we see so many of these wild card teams or the teams that are getting in at the last minute make it all the way to the World Series because they are fighting for their lives and they continue with that energy and that play into the postseason.
I think you're right. And, you know, I look back at 2021 where the Dodgers were fighting with the Giants for the NL West up until the end. We lost the NL West by a game, and they had to do, and I was not a fan of this before, but now with the bye, I'm now a fan of this, and they had to do a one and done game against the St. Louis Cardinals. And they went out there and they have Scherzer, they've all the things, and Chris Taylor hits a game winning home run in the bottom of the ninth. I was there. I mean, thinking about it just gives me chills. Amazing. Then they go on to the division series against the Giants. They win it in five. By the time they get to the Atlanta series, they were, I think, exhausted because it was the fighting for the NL West. They'd had a bunch of injuries. Max Muncy was out then. He'd had that awful, I think it was a wrist or forearm injury. So they get to, and they lose to the Braves in the NLCS, but they do make it to the NLCS. And that's the NLCS where Scherzer was supposed to pitch game six and he had like dead arm. And so Walker Buehler comes in and pitches on like 3 days rest. So that they do lose the NLCS, but I do feel like if you get to NLCS, like you are doing something right. You know, then you're getting down to the final four and it's very tough at that point. So it was different. And so I totally agree with you. So what I wonder is they're still going to win the NL West.
Yeah.
Probably in a landslide.
Oh,
because there's just not that much competition. Sorry, Giants fans, but there just isn't that much competition in the NL West, what can they do when they get to the postseason to counteract that?
Pitching. They need to have three, like, ace, co-ace, third guy that you know that when they get on the mound, you're going to win a game. Obviously, Tyler Glass now has been lights out for the Dodgers. I mean, he's been in the Cy Young conversation the moment he came over. His strikeouts are just out of this world. So if he can continue staying healthy, doing what he's doing, there you have your ace. Hopefully Yamamoto is going to be back by the time the postseason hits. It's a rotator cuff situation. And again, he was still getting acclimated to pitching in Major League Baseball, even though he was a three-time their MVP and Cy Young winner in Japan. People don't realize how different the transition is to Major League Baseball. The mound's different. The ball's different. There's a culture shock, language, like everything you have to take into consideration for these guys to come over and be what they were over in Japan. Took Ohtani a year to really kind of figure it out and get settled in. So if they can get Yamamoto back, I mean, they just put Walker Buehler on the 15-day IL with his hip inflammation. He's coming off his second major elbow surgery. Bobby Miller made his return after 2 months on the IL. He, I think, is going to be such an important piece for the Dodgers if they want to make a deep playoff run, because he is one of the most promising young pitchers when he is on. And then you have Clayton Kershaw, who's like making his rehab start and will be a good four in this, which is crazy to say and think about.
But you're right. And I think with Walker Buehler, he went on with the hip thing, but the reality is he's, since returning, he's had really one good game and he has not been particularly effective, which breaks my heart to say it because I just love Walker Buehler. And, you know, Dave Roberts said this will give him an opportunity to figure things out where, and he's not figuring them out in major league games. But with Kershaw, the last outing we saw from Kershaw, and yes, he was hurt, was a disaster. It was game one of that division series. And I actually took my niece and nephew to that game. And I think it was after like, and I do not leave games early, especially not playoff games, but I believe it was like 6-0 after the second inning, something like that. And I turned to my niece and nephew and I said, well, if things haven't dramatically improved by the fifth, would you like to go for ice cream? They're like, So we went to Salt and Straw to drop his eyes. But it'll be interesting to see how Kershaw does when he comes back. I think they're going to have to add a pitcher at the deadline. And I know that their GM said a couple days ago that the injuries to Betts and Yamamoto don't really change their trade deadline plans, which I understand because they both should be back. But I still think they've got to add a pitcher because really in everybody you just talked about, the only one that we know for sure, and I only say this because Yamamoto is Tyler Glass now. And I think Yamamoto proved in that Yankees game, he can do it on the big stage. But 108 pitches in that game. And then he was hurt, which is, you know, more than he was used to. So I think they've got to add one more person because you might want, and this, I had mentioned this on the podcast. I did have one other Dodgers podcast a few weeks ago and I had mentioned this to my guests and maybe it's totally ridiculous and maybe it would never work. But I think back to the Braves a million years ago and John Smoltz towards the end of his career went into the bullpen. And he was he became their closer and he was really good at it. And I wonder, you know, when Kershaw comes back, it remains to be seen, but I think they got to find another arm. And so if you do have Glasnow, Yamamoto, Bobby Miller, and maybe one other arm,
if Buehler actually figures it out, it's just going to take him. You literally, he's coming off a second, like Tommy John surgery. Like that is a big deal. It's going to take time and it's going to take time at the big league level. But can they give you a solid five innings?
That's what I think they need to figure out. And they're going to have to figure that out probably sooner rather than later, because it could take them a season to figure it out. And that's not a knock. That's just the reality of coming off two major surgeries. So you need to know, can he give you five solid innings? Or maybe Walker Buehler is figuring it out. Maybe he comes in and he can give you two solid innings, you know, from the bullpen. But I just feel like they've got to add an arm. And I know everyone also wants them to add a bat, and they're probably going to have to add a bat too, which I'm not opposed to. I want it to be Cody Bellinger, even though I know it won't be, but it would be my dream.
I mean, doesn't everybody?
I mean, everybody, but apparently
doesn't everybody. I know.
Everybody, but apparently.
The one that got away. All my friends is like, my dear Cody, the one that got away.
I'm sitting here talking to you with one of my multiple Cody Bellinger bobbleheads.
Oh, I love. Did you see, have you seen the Ohtani bobblehead that they're doing with Decoy?
Yeah, I'm going to that game. I'm going to get there at like 2 p.m.
Oh, you're going to have to. His last bobblehead, there was a line wrapped around the stadium 3 hours before the gate opened.
Yeah, which is bananas. And I actually had a friend. I was so lucky. I was in Dallas for my niece's bat mitzvah, and I gave the tickets to a friend, and I sent her, I'm giving you these tickets on one condition. She went with her parents and her boyfriend, and they kept three, and I got one.
Yeah.
And I have it. I have my bobblehead.
Did you get a white jersey or a gray jersey?
It's a white jersey.
Because the gray ones were going for a good amount of money.
They sure were. No, this is a white jersey, and it's on actually my dining room table. A lot of people have decor, flowers, not me. I have a row of bobbleheads in the middle of my dining room table.
Mookie, I love it.
Cody, Freddie, Shohei. It's like so funny. That is my
dining room. It's me and all my friends. I'm just hanging out and having dinner with me and all my friends. Meanwhile, I live in a jungle, if you can't tell. So my house is just like completely surrounded in plants.
So those are your friends.
I have four plants on my table behind my screen that I'm looking at right now.
My friends are bobbleheads and your friends are plants. I think it's totally fine. This is totally normal. So
everything's good.
Everything is good. But these are just, this is who we are. And I like it. It's personality decorating. That's what I'm going to say. Personality decorating.
I love that.
So before we wrap up and make the 49ers and Giants fans happy that they don't have to listen to anymore, what is your prediction for these next several months? What do you think? Do you think they can do it this year?
I mean, before the season started, I picked the Dodgers to play the Yankees in the World Series. And I got so much backlash for this. Like, oh, that's such a cop out. You're going to pick the two like name teams. I'm like, do you guys not realize that they have the best talent on both of these teams for the first time right now? So I have the Dodgers picked them before the season to win the World Series and for Mookie Betts to win NL MVP. That one obviously took a big hit with this injury. Yeah. But the way everything was going, it was lining up to be that way. I believe if they can just maintain who they have now, Glasnow needs to stay healthy. They need Muncy and Mookie back. They need Yamamoto back.
Mm-hmm.
If they can do that and they are playing meaningful baseball all the way until the postseason starts, they have a chance to get this done. But again, they're going to need three solid pitchers that they know that they can depend on if they want to make a deep run in the postseason.
I agree with all of that. And I also think it's going to be a Dodgers-Yankees World Series, which would be also iconic. I mean, that would be like incredible. Dude,
so good for Fox Sports.
I mean, you should be ideal.
This is a dream for Fox. They're like, please let it be Yankees.
Sure.
I mean, it's crazy. Dodgers right now are the most popular team in baseball. They lead all Major League Baseball in road attendance, which has been crazy. Obviously, I think Ohtani and Yamamoto is a big reason for that, because you just got an entire country of fans on your side. But they're giving you the product that we want to see, and there's stories and there's drama and it's fun and it's great. Mm-hmm. And we haven't even talked about this. Everything that Ohtani is doing this season, he is doing after this insane scandal went down with his best friend.
Like, yes, I mean,
all of this with crazy outside stuff going down. So if that doesn't add to his greatness, like, get out of here. Like,
it's
appreciate
a Hollywood story. The Dodgers
are already a TV show in the works.
But I mean, if the Dodgers win the World Series, it is a true Hollywood story. It had everything. Mm-hmm. It had scandal. Yes. It had drama. Yes. It had injury. All the things. It has sunflower seeds. What else do you need in a true Hollywood story?
Everything.
So, I think they can do it. Alex, thank you for your time today. Please let everyone know where they can find you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Well, you can follow me on all social media platforms at Alex_Curry. You can catch me, my Fox Sports Saturday radio show every Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific. And then the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be on The Herd a whole bunch. So tune into FS1 and watch me on The Herd.
Oh, amazing. That's awesome. Yes. Thank you for telling us that. We will definitely be tuning in. You guys, you can find me on Twitter at TracyFGSN, on Instagram at Tracy Sandler. And we just redid our website and it looks amazing. So please check it out, fgsn.com. We are brought to you by Fivo. We are brought to you by Bet Online. If you like what you heard, and I know you did, make sure to give us a 5-star rating and a super positive review. And I think those are all my announcements for the day. So I'll talk to, we're going to be off for the next 2 weeks, guys, just FYI, next 2 weeks. And then we'll be back for all things training camp and Dodgers. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.